Naples resident Tish Kelly says her husband was badly injured last year after a driver hit him while he and others were riding their bicycles. She says she hopes a bill under consideration this session forces drivers to be more responsible on the road.
He's still pretty much crippled. He's also an attorney in town in Naples, where I came from. And the perpetrator was given a moving violation and a $170 fine. And my husband is not doing well still to this day.
Florida House is considering HB 231, which would increase penalties for drivers who hit cyclists and pedestrians. The bill passed the House's Subcommittee on Highway Safety and Waterway Safety on Wednesday. The proposal sponsor, Republican Representative Kathleen Pasadomo of Naples, argues lawmakers should hold motorists more accountable for their behavior on Florida's roads. She tried to have an amendment adopted that would make these accidents felonies.
If an individual kills somebody carelessly and then gets back on the road, oh, by the way, he also had been cited for driving without a license. He killed another person. If that's not a felony, I don't think anything is.
The committee voted down the amendment, and while most committee members are supportive of better protections for cyclists and pedestrians, Gainesville Republican Keith Perry says he believes the bill takes the wrong approach to handle a real problem. Perry says most crashes with bicycles aren't intentional. The committee voted down the amendment, and while most committee members are supportive of better protection for cyclists and pedestrians, Gainesville Republican Keith Perry says he believes the bill takes the wrong approach to handle a real problem. Perry says most crashes with bicycles aren't intentional.
And the reality is, people on the road aren't looking for bicyclists and motorcyclists, and so the majority of those accidents, according to their studies and their data, shows that people just don't even see it until it's too late.
CDC studies show many car accidents involving bicycles happen because of drunk driving, and Republican Representative Ron Renwart of Pontevedra says the bill would function better once certain technical aspects are defined.
We need to further define what is a substandard lane, you know, maybe something towards 10 feet, and bicycle lanes of 5 feet also seems to be excessive, maybe even down to 3 feet on that. If you can find out what the standards are before the next stop, I think it'd be very helpful.
Pasadomo's proposal outlines rules for proper passing and increases punishments on drivers who hit, quote, vulnerable road users. The bill would also impose a fine of $2,000 to drivers who cause these accidents. It also criminalizes taunting and harassing cyclists. Pasadomo says her bill could save lives.
Right now, if a cyclist is hit by a car, unless they're killed, or unless the car driver leaves the scene of the accident, there is no penalty at all.
Pasadomo's bill would follow a similar one approved last year. The Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act, named for a Miami man who was killed on bicycle in 2012, forces drivers who hit cyclists to remain on the scene until authorities arrive. The law closed a loophole that lessens the penalty for hit-and-run drivers who flee crash scenes to avoid consequences. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.